Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, you guys.
Hello.
I feel like we should welcome the new listeners.
Welcome new listeners. Hello, New Valley Girls. Welcome to the podcast family.
I'm Chelsea. This is my voice.
And I'm JC. Great to have you here. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday morning, evening, afternoon, or whatever day you listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into the fall cozy spirit and the fall mood today. We're going to talk about all of our fall favorites, things that make us feel cozy. I hope this episode just gives the best.
Feels like a warm hug.
Yes, that's what I hope. However, we will be updating you on personal things because it's been a second since actually Chelsea. I've waited to talk about certain things for the podcast.
Uh-huh. Okay, tell me.
And Chelsea's been out of town. So I was just telling Life, I'm like, I haven't talked to Chelsea on the phone in like 4 or 5 days and it's feeling very weird.
I know.
Feeling spooky.
I know. It's truly spooky season.
It is spooky season. Indeed. So I went to see Don't Worry, Darling. Leif and I went to see it. If you follow my spam account on TikTok, you already heard my opinion. I thought it was amazing. And I am sick and tired of something, okay? For a disclaimer, yes, you are allowed to have your own opinion and not like the movie. But what I have seen on TikTok is people not thinking for themselves or having their own opinions and just basing their opinion off of Harry Styles, his acting, the movie. I just keep hearing the same things regurgitate over and over. And I'm like, and then I went and saw it and I was like, what is everyone talking about? This movie
was amazing.
It's like a bunch
of 13-year-olds on TikTok.
This movie was amazing. Like, I am so blown away. So also something, there's two things that maybe, yeah, two things that people are mainly saying about the movie. Number one, they're like, Harry Styles, like, acting is horrible. No, I did not think it was horrible at all. I thought it was great. Maybe there's one moment where it could have been a little better, whatever, but he was great. He was fine. And Florence Pugh was incredible. Mm-hmm. She was amazing. Everyone else, like, it was a great movie. The cinematography was gorgeous. Like, literally looks like you're watching a music video every 5 seconds. It's just so beautiful.
Not you almost saying movie like Harry Styles said.
It really feels like a movie.
It felt like you're watching a movie, you know, a film that feels like a film.
No, it was like an experience. And the reason I know that I like a movie is because I'll think about it afterwards for like a while. And I felt like that where
it consumes like your whole life.
Like, I'm just like, wow. Oh, the other thing that people keep saying, they're like, it's been done before. Like that plot, we've seen it with like the Truman Show or WandaVision. And I'm like, are we all on the same planet? Like, what about all the Marvel movies? What about every rom-com ever? Every movie is similar. Like,
Just different characters.
Yes, just different characters. And I actually thought this was very unique in a lot of ways. And the other thing that bugged me is that people on TikTok, like, it's a trend to literally go see the movie and like film it and be laughing at Harry Styles acting and stuff. And there were girls
I told you the downfall.
Yeah. And there were girls in the theater doing that. Like at the one I went to, like they'd be like, like kind of laughing when he was doing a serious scene. And I'm like, aww. I know for a fact you're only doing that because you've seen people do that on TikTok. You want to
go viral.
Yes. You are not doing that because
that's
genuinely,
honestly disrespectful to the cinema. Don't film movies when you go see it.
No. So it got me fired up for some weird reason. I was talking on my spam account about it because I was banned, but that's a story for another day. And I was like, I don't know why I'm so defensive over this movie. Like, it has nothing. I have no stake in the game. But for some reason, it just bothers me so much.
Yeah. Some things just, I think everything's either overrated or underrated. Like, very rarely is something just like perfectly rated.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it just bothers me when things are just, they have so much attention for no reason. And it's like negative attention.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, why are we also like, there are other things to be thinking about, but this is like taking over.
Yes. And the critic reviews are like very low actually on it too. Like it had like 38% or something on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not great.
It's
but then the,
horrible.
But then the audience score was like, I think it was like 80 or 90. Like Leif said that the audience score was pretty high. And I think from what I've gathered is that like the drama behind the scenes of the movie played into like the critics review or rating of it or whatever. So I'm not sure if that's even true. But again, you're allowed to have your own opinion. If you truly saw it and you're like, I did not like it, like by all means, that's, you know, that's the beauty of the world we live in. We can all have our own opinions. However, I don't like when people just pile on, especially when it is negative for no reason.
Yeah.
They don't even think that for themselves or they have not even seen the movie. And I'm just like,
yeah,
why are you doing that?
Yeah.
I was saying to Leif, can you even fathom
mob mentality?
Yes, but can you even fathom putting that much work into a movie, getting a lot of amazing top actors and actresses, the cinematography out of this world? You perfectly curate every shot to be aesthetically perfect, and then everyone hates it. I'm like, I cannot imagine being the producer of that movie and just being like, cool.
Yeah.
Just, and again, not that we owe it to, they don't deserve for us to all love it. I'm just saying that would be the worst feeling.
Yeah.
You spending millions of dollars and years probably conceptualizing this movie and everyone's like, not that great.
Also, I know there is a lot of drama between Olivia Wilde, who was the director, producer. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Just all of the people, like all of that drama. I'm not talking about that per se, but also when, like very rarely is the producer of a movie also a celebrity, you know? So that's probably why I'm thinking this as I'm saying this as I'm thinking it. Like, that's probably why it got so much attention is because I don't know any other producers or directors besides like,
I mean, that's definitely a thing. I think like Jordan Peele.
Yeah. It's like those movies, you know, the celebrity that produced it, directed it. So you're like, oh, I want to see what they create.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more than them just acting in it, especially when is she the producer or director? I got to know.
I think she's both.
Oh, especially because she's dating Harry Styles and Harry Styles is just like, this huge, you can't be the girlfriend of like a iconic male pop star who's beloved by millions of girls everywhere and be liked.
It's
Hailey
true.
Bieber had to go through it and now she's in her redemption era, but it took her a minute.
It did take her a minute.
Because people don't like that automatically. I'm not saying that's the only reason people don't like her, but
it says it was directed by Olivia Wilde.
Okay,
I'm not
directed.
Sure if it's produced. Let me look up who produced it. But yeah, that's just my personal opinion. I thought it was great. I thought it was... Again, I do really, produce.
I don't
it's
know.
It's directed, anything. But then it's like the production companies. It's not a person. So I'm not really sure about that. I guess it wouldn't be a person who produces it. It's a production company. And then it's just a person who directs it.
True.
That makes sense. Okay. New Line Cinema and Vertigo Entertainment, if you're curious. Anyway, loved it.
Getting into the math and science.
Literally,
of cinema.
The rest of the episode, me defending Don't Worry, Darling to my death. Like, I don't know why I care so much. It just bugged me so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho,
what
so
else has
loved
been
that.
Up to? You've I, been up to. Forgot a word in that sentence. Like, what else up to?
Well, I've been binging Love Island UK for the past week. It's literally all I do in my free time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed. Such a good season. My gosh. I mean, this is only the second season I've ever watched. And y'all did not lie to me when you said UK was better than US.
Yeah.
It is so good. I'm watching
so
the most
better.
Recent season, season 8. It is so good. Like, I'm almost done with it.
Have you got to Casa Amor?
Yes.
I haven't watched it. I don't even know. I'm asking because I don't know. But
yes.
That's always the best week.
Mm-hmm. It was.
The best episode is when they come home from Casa Amor.
It was so dramatic. Like
really?
So much drama and craziness happening.
Ugh.
I will say something that really shocked me is that, and I'm not finished yet, but I'll mention this briefly. If you're watching, these are spoilers, so probably fast forward a little bit. But from the beginning, Tasha and Andrew, are you familiar with them? They're like the blondes. Like they're both kind of lighter hair. Mm-hmm. I loved them both, like together. I was like, they're so cute. Like I just can sense that they really like each other and they've been coupled up from the start. And like, I really liked them. And week after week, they would be in the bottom every single week. And I was like, what's happened? I'm so confused by this. I kind of got it like the third time they were in the bottom because they'd kind of had a fight that I was like, I could see how people would be like, you're not compatible or something. And now they're back together and they're like super strong. I actually happened to see, I'm not finished with the season yet, but I happened to see them on my For You page together dancing. And I was like, they're still together. I was like, I so happy. That. It was so cute. But anyway, I'm like, again, with the unpopular opinions, I'm like, oh, do I have a bad radar? Yeah. I thought they were so cute together and everyone hates them. I'm so confused.
I was just saying that to JC. I'm like, I have realized in my life, I am not a good like
judge of character.
Yeah, judge of character. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, some people really just know like, oh, this, I can tell this is going downhill or this person's got bad vibes. Like, I'm always like, really? I'm always shocked. And then they prove me right. And the person's like, I told you they're bad vibes. I'm like, oh, I would have never known.
Just trust everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to think I'm have no judge of character as well. Because everyone I like, everyone's like, they're the worst. I'm like, oh, no, I was seriously. Obsessed with them.
Every show I watch, I'm like, queen energy. And everyone's like, she's horrible.
Yeah. Not you being like, Jarvis and Rose.
Yes,
and everyone's like,
everyone trashing them.
Mm-hmm. Well, my parents and my grandparents came into town and I did some fall baking with Jilly.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And we made some pumpkin cookies.
You got any leftovers?
With frosting. No, unfortunately, I do not. Mm. But they were so delicious. And I posted the recipe on my story. It got the most clicks out of anything I've ever posted. I'm like, I need to be in my baking era.
Yeah.
I need to find my new niche. Baking. Mm-hmm. I'm kidding. But that proved to me it is indeed fall and people are looking for recipes. Yes. They're looking for the fall spirits. This episode's going to be perfect. But it was super fun to have my family in town. I need to stop talking. It's been so long. But I have one other thing.
Go for it.
Okay. And then I want to hear about Utah. I had this girl named Jason Marie Smith reach out to me on Instagram. And she sent me the funniest voice memo. I posted it on TikTok if you guys want to go look at it. Of her being like, do you know what life has been like having to have the same name as you? I have to add an extra H to all of my usernames. Like,
that's like, honestly so like shocking and annoying for her.
Yes. And it's spelled the exact same way. And
no difference. Like there's nothing she can do.
No. And she's like, and then when I meet people, people are like, wait, you know, there's a girl named Jason Marie Smith. And she's like, yes, I know. Like, anyway, so she sent me the funniest voice memo. I posted it on TikTok. Here's the thing. We need to meet and we are going to be best friends. Like, she is so funny.
She was so funny.
And we've been messaging back and forth. Like, I followed her and we've been like voice messaging and like just typing stuff to each other. And she literally would, I know for a fact we would be friends with her. Like, she has our same humor, our same vibe. And we've been talking. I was like, I must know your zodiac sign.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a Gemini. And I was like, I'm a Capricorn. And we're just like, love that. Like, we're just
that
talking.
That's so funny.
It's so funny. And then basically she was like, I come to California a lot. Like, I'll let you know when I come. And I'm like, no, tell me when you're in Orange County. Like, we have to meet up.
Yeah.
The two JC Marie Smiths in this world, we must meet up.
That is so funny.
And be friends. So it's a friendship.
She doesn't
love
have
story.
Red hair, does she?
No, she's
that
like
would be so crazy.
Blondish kind of brunette, but she's super cute. And
her voice memo is so funny.
Yeah. She is so funny. I was just like, this is crazy that we have the same name spelled the same way, especially because it is more unique. Like, I don't know many people named JC. So especially the fact that it's spelled the exact same is just, I'm like, it's meant to be. We have to be friends. So it is the funniest thing.
This is so random too, that she like actually messaged you. It's like been built up as well, like over time. She's like, I've had enough.
Yes.
I need to let
you
know.
But it's funny because she knows, I mean, I don't know how long she's been following me, but I'm like, she obviously knows that I would think that's funny.
Yeah.
To do that. Because like of the way she was presenting it and talking. Yes. I'm like, you obviously know my humor to some degree.
100%.
It's so funny. I love her.
She can come on the pod.
I know that's what someone said. They're like, we need her on the podcast.
It's just me and her.
No, and I saw this photo of her wearing, and she wore it like a year prior to me. It's like the same exact, this black like cross top that I was wearing. Anyway, literally the same shirt and the same pose. When I'm copying her now. But I saw it. I'm like, what the heck? Like, we have kind of similar styles too. Anyway, so funny.
That is crazy. You remember the show Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Uh-huh.
There was this episode where I remember watching it as a little kid where this person, this kid like let a balloon go with a message or something. And it was like, this is, you know, cute things kids do, like pen pal kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote his name and was like, call me or like write me if you find this balloon. And the boy who found it had like the exact same name, had the exact same shoe size. Like they had all these like weird similarities.
You're kidding.
The same birthday, like random things. They met up and they were like, wait, what the heck? Like
literally fate.
So, yeah, it was crazy. And that is a core memory for me.
That is crazy. No, look, this is her.
Oh, she's so cute.
She's literally adorable. And I missed her. I'm like, I'm literally creepy, but I'm like, how old are you and where do you live? Because she literally like posts in all these different countries and states.
Make sure you're not messaging a minor.
Yeah. Don't worry. She's 21. But she is just literally so cute. I'm like obsessed. And also she was saying that basically people started following her from it because they thought it was so funny. Yeah. Like her voice memo and stuff. And she's like, everyone has been so nice. She's like, I was terrified that like people were going to be, she's like, I loved that you posted it. I was scared people were just going to be like mean or something. And she's like, your followers are the nicest girls. Like they were all like hyping me up. Yeah. And I was like, that is what I love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's just been the funniest little situation. I love it so much.
That is hilarious. You, I think you can check online to see if people have the same name as you, like on a website or something. Like they'll tell you how many of you there are.
Interesting. I would love to know that information.
Yeah. You know, I had growing up, I'm about to name drop, but I have to because that's part of the story.
Okay.
I had a best friend. Not you.
Cool.
Just kidding. I had a best friend growing up who lived on my street, like in elementary school. And her older sister had a best friend named Kelsey Gustafson.
You're lying. No. I remember you like, telling me this.
My name is Gustafson. So it was Chelsea. Her best friend's name was Chelsea Gustafson. And her sister's best friend name was Kelsey Gustafson. Absolutely. I kid you not.
No, that is crazy.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I remember meeting her because she was older. She was like much older than me and being like, this is very creepy. Like, I'm scared.
Not Chelsea Gustafson and Kelsey Gustafson. Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah. It's so crazy. As I'm saying these, okay, this leads me to my, did you have any more life updates?
No.
Because that kind of leads me to my life update a little bit. I swear I always say I have such a good memory of like my childhood. And I have these memories that sometimes when they've just been living in my head and I never really talk about them, but then I'll speak one to existence and people that were there either remember, they're like, I don't really remember. And then I gaslight myself. I'm like, was that real? Or did I just make that up?
But just like made up your whole childhood.
Because even as I was just saying that, I'm like, is that real? But I know it's real. But
just
you know what I mean?
Lying for the podcast.
But it brings me to my life update because I went to Utah this weekend. Yeah, it was the weekend. We just stayed. It was honestly so last minute because we went to our Malibu trip for Leif's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went home to Arizona for a couple days to meet my new niece and to celebrate like my father-in-law. He celebrated like 30 years at the same company. He was retiring. So we had like a surprise party for him and got to see like some of my in-laws that I don't get to see a lot. And then we were back for a couple days and then we went to Utah to a cabin literally in the middle of nowhere, Utah. It's like kind of by Park City, but it's not. It's called Heber. Have you heard of Heber?
Yeah. I'm thinking of Heber, Arizona right
I know,
now, but
it's literally just like a little city, but it had a lot of lodges and, you know.
I at one point cabins. Saw you on Find My Friends legit in the middle of a forest. I'm like, okay, girl. She in her cozy era.
It's like when we were driving there, we had a pin. We flew to Utah and then we had to drive from the airport and it was like an hour and a half or something. And the pin that we were going to, we started driving on this road and I'm like, Nick, where the F are we? Like where are we driving to? I see no civilization. And we realized that the pin, like maps was taking us a wrong way. We were literally going just literally to nowhere. I'm like, that would have been terrifying. Not a gas station in sight. Honestly, the road was disappearing. It's like just getting into the forest. But it was so nice to be in nature in like the mountains.
Yes.
Because I feel like you get so used to the nature you're around, you know, like the beach and the ocean. I love the ocean. But to be in the mountains was just like very,
very
calming.
Refreshing.
Yeah. It was something I needed. And I went on this razor ride. So we did like a bunch of like activities too. Like we rode, you know, like razors.
Yeah.
And like went on this like fishing boat, went to the lake, like just walked around, you know, it's just literally the mountains. So you can't do much else besides hang out in your cabin and go do outdoorsy kinds of things. But we were on this razor ride and I was literally having this like spiritual experience where, because you're just in the middle of nowhere and we're like driving past all these, this like wildlife, like all these sheep are on this mountainside and all these cows and just like these beautiful tall trees. And there's no one out there. Like you don't see anything. And I was thinking about how I think because it's almost a curse that I remember like my past so much, so vividly that like any time of the day, just like random memories will pop up in my head that I feel like it makes me look backwards a lot. And like, it makes me, you know, nostalgic. And I love that, like the, you know, nostalgia and the memories and all that stuff. I love that. I remember. But at the same time, I think sometimes I get like too attached to the past and it's like, I crave it a little too much where I'm like, oh, but like, remember when this, like I go towards my past for comfort sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were writing, I was like, just had this thought that literally felt like it flipped my mindset that I've had recently, like on its head, where it was like just a really good reminder where I was thinking how I, ever since I had Case, I feel like I've been, you know, I've literally talked about a million times to you on the podcast that I've just felt kind of, I don't even know the words to explain it. And I think I just have been in a, my brain has felt foggy. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like, okay, I need to get back to my old self. I've talked about that before. And like, feeling this sense of like mourning of this person I used to be. And like, my life's so different now. And, you know, it has these things that I love. And I love being a mom. And like, that's not necessarily it. But it's just, I'm looking towards the past because I remember it so well. And that I'm not really paying attention to the future. I was realizing I was kind of feeling like this dragging feeling because it almost felt like now my life is over in a sense. Like, the old me is like, just I'm mourning her. And then I kept the phrase like, your life has just begun, like kept popping in my head as I was driving. And it was like felt so, I could like feel it in my chest where I'm like, my life has just begun. Like this new chapter of my life has just started. And I am like starting to look forward now. And I've just been turned around for so long that I've been sad and just, I don't know, not feeling motivated because I'm not looking forward to anything. And I'm not really focusing on the present either because I'm, again, just turned around. And as I was riding on this freaking razor, like this, literally I got sprayed with cow manure. I smelled like poop, but I was having this this spiritual experience. And I was also remembering on my human design, you know how it like, not on the app, but on the website for some reason, it tells
like
you
like where you, yeah.
Yeah, like where you should go, like mm-hmm. the place that you thrive. And I remember I got mountains, like the mountains. And when I got it, I was like, really? Like, I'm not really a mountain person. Like, I would say I'm more of like an ocean water. I love the water. But then when I was in the mountains, I was like, no, this is like feeding my soul. Like, this is giving me so much, I think, just like clarity. And I was reading part of it in the human design thing. And it was like, you're able to just like bask in yourself, like in your own aura. And it kind of gives you like a recharge. And that's how I felt. Like, I'm like, okay, I feel recharged. I feel clear. I feel like I've been able to just kind of literally disconnect because I was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just like I felt this like shedding of the skin that was nothing I could have done. And it wasn't this feeling of like, oh, I should have thought this earlier. It was just like the time has come for me to shed my old skin. And I, like this, you know, new chapter of my life is now opened. And it's like you say sometimes like, you like to think, oh, I probably haven't even met some of the people that are going to mean the most to me in my life.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that. It's like, I literally just started my family. Like, it just everything in my life is just so full and like rich, I guess. Not in like literally the monetary sense, but just in general. It's just like my friends, my family, my work, my daily routine, just everybody in my life, I just feel so grateful for. And I think I was just like, for the first time, able to actually feel that and internalize that. And it was really needed. I feel like I came back from that trip like so rejuvenated.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that nature has that. I mean, maybe it won't always have that effect, but like I have felt, you know, just so recharged after being in literally disconnected from like technology and just being in nature. You know what my human design says my place is?
What?
Valleys.
Really? You're kidding.
Valley girl for life, baby. Yeah. I was laughing so hard. And Leif says shores, like it's water.
Really?
And he's obsessed with water, obviously. Yeah,
it's so crazy.
I know. That's really cool. I love that. Yeah. Maybe you just need to do like a cabin trip every few months.
Literally. I was like, this is making me just want to. There's two sides of me. one side of me wants to literally, we were writing, like I was saying about the cows. I'm like, I want to have a farm with cows that I can cuddle, pigs that will decorate their nests. Like, I want to have a farm. And then the other, like in the middle of nowhere. And then the other side of me literally just wants to live and be, you know,
like an walk OC to mom. To your coffee shop.
Exactly.
Buy your Aritzia.
But I'm like,
boots.
I want to wear overalls and like, you know, boots and go out and, you know, feed the cattle.
Yeah.
And do the work. But, you know, I do love walking to my coffee shops and going to just the beach and having that very close as well. So
I know sometimes it's just nice to have a little getaway though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, that was my little takeaway.
I love that.
But it also was, you know, bringing us into this episode because the cabins are just cozy vibes.
Oh,
like
so
wearing
cozy.
Sweaters. I was wearing my slippers the whole time. Like getting bundled up is just like hot tubbing when it's cold outside. It's just the best. Oh,
it's so, so fun. Mm-hmm. I love feeling cozy. I've been getting into the, I feel like the spirit the past week. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start with kind of creating a vibe, if you will. Okay. Something about feeling or coziness to me is it involves all the senses. Okay. So here are my instructions to you on how to create a vibe in your space or wherever you are.
Take notes, ladies.
Focus on
class has started.
Class has begun. Focus on all your senses. So number one, let's start with sight. Having a clean and organized space without a bunch of clutter is key. And I'm kind of talking
clutter
about...
Clutter is not cozy.
Clutter is out this season. When I say like creating a vibe or creating a moment, I've been loving to do this. We'll focus on specifically at night. Even right now, as Chelsea and I are podcasting, I dimmed the lights, I lit a candle, and it just makes everything feel a little bit better.
I was gonna say, it's feeling cozy in here.
It is. And there's something about creating a moment for yourself that just feels, it's just this extra little oomph that it puts, at least for me, that makes me feel like I'm really taking care of myself and prioritizing like just my own experience, my own life. So, well, let me do the instructions first and then I'll get into kind of what I do. But so sight, having like a clean and organized area that you're in. Smell, get out the Pura, plug it in. Candle, incense, whatever you want to like make things smell how you want them, your space smell good. Sound. So this can be different based on where you are and what you want. So if you're cooking, maybe put on like some jazz music, some soft jazz music. If you are trying to go to sleep, I love brown noise. I just literally have it on a Spotify playlist. Look up brown noise and just play it. And I'll have like a little timer on. You can do like the frequencies like you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever calming music that you like or whatever you want. If you want a YouTube video on in the background, that's sound, you know? Touch, clean sheets, a cozy blanket. Taste, having a treat at night. Or, you know, taste doesn't always have to be in the equation. But for me, when I like watch a show at night or read at night, I love to have a little treat. I'll have like my Hue Kitchen Bar or like the dough. It's like D-E-U-X, like a cookie dough stuff that I'll eat at night. So I love adding that into my routine also because it makes me feel cozy. So all of those together, if you're kind of just thinking about like all your senses and you... It's going to be different for every person. If you cater to all of that, you're going to feel probably pretty comfortable and cozy.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that.
Thank you. So that's what I wanted to start out off with. And again, it can vary for the person or what you're doing.
I also saw this graphic on Instagram that popped up on my popular page. There are millions of Instagram graphics and like infographics or whatever. But this one, my phone has been listening to me because it literally sent me why we love fall according to psychology. I had six little things.
They knew we were prepping.
You know, exactly. That would be perfect for this episode.
This is an absolutely perfect episode to talk to you guys about Pura. Pura is such a great, great brand. Life is just better when it smells good, okay? And that's something we've been chatting about in this episode. Fragrance can totally change the energy, the atmosphere of your space, transport you to new places, enhance moods and feelings, take you back to special memories. Like, it's a really important scent, you know what I mean? So with Pura, you can customize and control your home's scent right from your phone. They have an app. It's super easy and like it's techie, you know, but it's very easy to use. And Pura partners with some of the top perfumers and luxury fragrance brands from around the world like Capri Blue, Anthropologie, Nest New York, Day, and so many more.
maybe you travel somewhere, you go somewhere and it has this certain smell. Then you get home and somehow you get a whiff of that place. I love when that happens. And now you can bring it into your home with Pura. Personally, I love the way Anthropologie smells. So the fact that you can get Capri Blue at home and have your house literally smell like Anthropologie.
I feel like they always have seasonal scents too, because last fall, my house was smelling like a pumpkin pie from Pura in the best possible way. They have a lot of different options and a lot of your favorite like top scents that you would smell, like Chelsea said, at Anthropologie or lots of other good places.
Pura usually never offers site-wide discounts, but they gave us a code. So it's what we said 20 for an additional 20% off site-wide. You can stack that code on subscriptions, which will make them 50% off, which is the largest discount on subscriptions ever. Or use the code for 20% off one-time purchases on fragrances plus the Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser. It's also, you know, the holidays are creeping up. So if you do want to get this as a gift for somebody,
great, it would be perfect. So. We love Ritual at the What We Said podcast. They have been one of our most loyal sponsors and they are a great company. So if you are looking into taking a multivitamin or, you know, you don't want to ignore dietary gaps, highly, highly recommend. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 do not get enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% do not get their recommended daily omega-3s. So Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women 18 plus, and it has nutrients to help with brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. You know, we talk about a lot of different health and wellnessy type things on our podcast. And you always just want to take kind of what speaks to you and what you like. And obviously you don't need to take the rest, but I feel like Ritual has very good products for if you want to keep things very simple. Like if you just want to start taking a multivitamin, if you don't want a whole slew of supplements, you know, they have reliable, trustworthy sources for all their stuff. And it's just a great, has like a great little aftertaste. It doesn't taste gross and chalky. So highly recommend their multivitamins.
They test their stuff. They have gold standard research, you know, looking into all of their multivitamin, which is a big deal and a serious commitment to a first of its kind standard in the industry. And they don't have shady stuff ever. So Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project. They use traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients and always have clear communication. Their site is really cool too and very informational. So you know exactly what's in your multivitamin and where it came from. Right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/what we said and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/what we said. Go check it out. So this is why we love fall, according to psychology. This could be completely made up, but it's at Just Girl Project is who posted this. Okay, here are the reasons. Cooler temperatures help us think more clearly. Many people feel more comfortable in cozy, comfy fall clothes than summer clothes. True. Gloomier conditions like rain make us feel nostalgic. We crave the comfort and predictability of fall holidays and traditions. We tend to feel more motivated in the fall, and it feels like a fresh new start. And I was like, okay, that relates so much to what I was feeling, because it was like cold and crisp there, and I was feeling all of those things. I was feeling cozy, motivated, you know, just nostalgic, all of the good feelings. And I, you know, my theme for this fall after my 2 days in nature is nature girl fall. Horse, you know, like the Hadids, like always going to their farm or like posting with horses. I'm like, we're having a Hadid horse girl fall.
Oh, I'm here for it. Minus the horses.
Yeah.
I will be looking, but I will not be touching. Yeah.
Looking. You just have to look at them, honestly.
Yeah, no, horses are beautiful. Don't get it twisted. That's the only thing me and Kenny have different. She's a horse gal and I am terrified that they will actually eat me and buck me off. Like, those things, they can smell fear. They know I'm scared.
Yeah.
They gonna buck.
Yeah.
Like, just I know for a fact. Stay clear.
Yeah. You know, you can walk by them, feed them a carrot. Would you feed them a carrot?
Their teeth are scary, but I'll do it.
Their teeth are scary.
Their teeth are spooky.
Yeah. They're huge. They are huge.
But horses are majestic. Like, they are truly very beautiful creatures. And I wish that I had more courage around them, but.
Yeah. Well, we can just do Hadid nature girl fall.
Okay, I'm here for that.
Here's some of the things I wrote down for. Okay. Some of the essentials to have. Again, we're getting, I'm trying not to be basic, but the fall is all about being basic. So just lean into it, okay? cute, cozy, colorful socks. I have been on my colorful socks game. And I was like, oh, I'm going to come out of this stage soon. I can feel it. But no, it's only gotten stronger the colder the weather has come. Free People has really cute, comfy socks. I'm wearing some from Free People right now. Cute. But like bunched down. There's this brand. It's called Como Si. It's an Italian brand. They have really cute, like basic, like boxers, but they have really cute socks as well. You can get like nicer ones, like literally cashmere socks. They are pricey, but they also have like regular tube socks. Aritzia always has great socks. And I just ordered, I have Skims like Everyday Crew, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hold well.
I don't love Skim socks.
But I just ordered their like big bunchy ones that you don't wear out and about, that you just wear like, or their lounge socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm staying optimistic because, you know, I always got to believe in my girl, Kim. Also, have you seen like their new bras that they just came out with?
Yes.
As a bustier girl, I order two and I'm very excited. I'm hoping for the best.
I bet they'll be great.
I know. I'm very excited. I love my other Skims bras.
As a girl who does not wear a bra ever, I did not purchase or think yeah. about it.
Whenever they have like small double Ds or like D, like, you know, just different sizes besides small, medium, and large, it's like because the large will be like, it will fit, but then it's too small in the actual boob area. It's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They never get it right. So we love options. Thank you, Kim. That was not on my essentials, but it probably should be. Also, this is going a little bit more for us and our sinus issues.
Oh, please give me any tip.
Beekeeper's Natural Nasal and Throat Spray for cold season. Okay. The Beekeeper's Natural Throat Spray, I don't know. Well, I do know what they put into it.
Honey.
Literally, like bee stuff. But it's magic. I swear. I love that stuff. And I just ordered like, they have like a little kit where it's like a nasal spray, the throat spray, and I think like tablets. I'm not exactly sure what they do. But I've been doing the nasal spray and I'm obsessed with it because I get very congested like when the seasons change, and especially when I travel to like Arizona or Utah, I get so many boogers, like hard boogers that get stuck to my nose. And then I get congested. It's just like, I know it's going to happen every time. But this has been coming in clutch. You know, morning walks to get warm chai lattes. I'm going to try
some chai.
It's
chai season, baby.
Yeah.
And warm chai in the fall is the vibe.
Yes. I'm usually not down for warm drinks ever.
I think warm chai is one of them that's the best, though.
Yes, I was going to say. But because it's like spices,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it.
The move.
And like, we're all just going to bond together and go in our Uggs and puffer vests this 100%. Season, right? Like, we have to all be matching.
Yes.
That's the vibe. I think having any slippers is essential.
I just ordered two new, or no, I have the platform Ugg mm-hmm. things similar to those. And then I just ordered another pair of Ugg slippers that I'm very excited about. I need to show you a photo. I've never seen them really. Like, they're not very popular, I don't think, but I'm excited to get them.
Nice.
Yeah, I love a good slipper.
This might be a hot take, so please don't cancel me, because me and shoes and my opinions on shoes have been controversial in the past.
Please, your first cancellation.
But I think skinny sneakers are coming back and clown sneakers are out.
Oh,
like
skinny.
Clown shoes.
Well, I agree, clown shoes.
Here.
But what do you mean skinny?
Like big chunky shoes. Like, I've just noticed my eyes being less drawn to them and like more drawn to just like flat.
Not flat, Chelsea.
Skinny, but I'm sorry. I don't make the trends.
I know that the ballet flats are back, but like, I don't want to do no platform. That's the only thing that gives me
height. I know. I'm just as sad about it as anybody else, but I'm just telling you what I see coming. Winter is coming and it's looking skinny.
Bye.
Oh. I will say like the UGG platforms and like slipper platforms, I think are fine. I think those are here to stay for a while. But like the sneakers, I just feel like.
Well, I agree in the sense of like literally Fila sneakers are out. Like the big ones. I don't think those are like.
I'm just saying.
I
think they're starting to become a little bit chuggy. Just kind of like how.
You mean like Air Force Ones?
And I don't care if you wear them. I will probably still wear platform sneakers because they are more flattering on me as of right now. But I'm just don't shoot the messenger.
No, I know, but are you saying like Air Force Ones and stuff?
Yeah.
Because like, I've been noticing that
not even Air Force Ones, but like platform Air Force Ones, platform different ones that are super, super chunky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the chunk anymore. Unfortunately.
I did just see Bella Hadid in the platform mini Uggs though. And
that's
a
what
vibe.
I was saying. The Uggs. Yeah, I think the slippers are fine.
Okay.
They've got a while.
I always trust Chelsea with fashion. I'm sad to hear this news.
I know. Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me. They're not fluttering on my legs when they're super skinny, like tennis shoes. But I just feel like for sneakers, but I'm just saying for sneakers, you know, because I love my platform Birkenstocks and like things like that. But, you know, I just think it's like going, you know how the pendulum always shifts from like outrageous and colorful to like
neutral.
Chic? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I just feel like some, you know, not all of them follow, like not shoes, not pants, shirts don't all go at the same time. I don't think. I have a feeling the pendulum's coming.
Do you know
back.
What I feel like the pendulum is heading towards? Correct what? Me if I'm wrong. Is like
I'm the knower of all.
You are. Is a combination of chic and colorful. It's like it's almost like it's which actually
European.
Yeah, but like what's out right now to me is the very like Y2K, like very yes. colorful. And by the way, you guys, I don't even want to do a disclaimer, but.
Do what you want to do. That we're just stating.
No, facts. I'm literally just I'm trying to analyze fashion trends.
I said
trends.
Not even opinions. I said we're stating facts.
No, I like to analyze trends and fashion stuff. So it has nothing. I don't care. I literally still have all of these items, so I don't care.
Yeah, please don't clown me when I wear chunky sneakers.
Yeah, no, literally me tomorrow in my Filas. I'm like, but this was said actually in my episode with Tyson.
R.I.P.
No, he's posting it.
Oh, nice.
So when this is up, it'll be up if you guys want to go listen. But he was saying, he's like, if your shirt looks like crisp and new, he's like, it needs to look like it washed through the dryer 500 times.
Yeah.
Like, unless, and he was mostly talking about designer. He's like, if that Dior shirt is like crisp, throw yes. it in the freaking sewer.
Disgusting.
And literally make it look like.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how, and that was a few months ago too, but I feel like the vibes that I've been seeing recently on Pinterest, they do have a lot of colorful pieces, but it's like a pop of color or pattern mixed in with very chic, neutral, vintage looking statement pieces.
Yes, 100%.
So, because I feel like a little bit ago, like maybe last season or whatever, it was very like crazy
yes.
colorful. Like
yes.
House of Sunny, it was super pops of colors and big patterns. And now I feel like it's maybe some like similar to that, but like
yes.
different color schemes.
It's quieter. Statement pieces. I feel like in terms of if you have bold pants, you don't have like bold matching statement shirt. It's like bold crazy pants, neutral
crazy.
Top, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel that.
I like that. I like that analysis. Are those all your items?
Sorry. Literally just goes to sleep.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Good night, Chelsea.
I'm feeling too cozy in here. Yeah. I have like a couple other, you know, I tried to think outside of the box of like fall activities of going to the pumpkin patch, but you could always do that. Everyone knows that. But I think obviously this is inspired by, you know, my weekend, but adventures. I'm looking to go on like adventures this fall and winter. Hikes, playing like sports outside, even though it might be cold. Go skiing if you're not freaking rich and you can't go skiing, like, you know, you see. You can go sledding. Sledding's usually free. You know, go do something in the snow. Go out and do stuff. I feel like summer is more about, I don't even know what the word would be, but I feel like fall and winter is, there's so many opportunities to go do fun activities. They are mostly expensive now that I'm thinking. I'm like, go to a cabin. It's so
yeah.
expensive to rent. Go skiing. Go fishing. Like,
I feel like there's a lot of also time though to just be cozy at home. Like that's kind of the draw
Definitely.
Of fall and winter is that it's like,
yeah.
cold outside, you can just curl up with hot chocolate or chai and a movie. And it's like, you can just create your own
True.
Vibe right at home.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. You do both.
Go do something in the morning, come home, be cozy. That's actually the vibe. Go out
yeah.
and do something, come home, take a warm shower, get in your cozy PJs,
then
watch The Patient and be absolutely horrified.
I'm terrified. I've missed a few episodes, but I'm going to watch them tonight.
Sending a warning.
It's really that scary.
All I'm gonna say is after the episode was done, Nick
don't
was
give
like,
it away.
Nick,
"Don't give something away."
I'm not.
Me.
Nick okay. was like, "You're never watching that show again."
You're kidding.
But I haven't watched his last episode, so like the one that came out yesterday when we're recording this. So see,
stay tuned.
Hopefully, it's
a few activities that I had on the docket. You guessed it, pumpkin patch number one, the most basic of all time. No, I think making soup is a really good fall
Ooh,
activity.
Yeah.
And I've
not according to my human design said I have to eat cold foods.
It doesn't like you have to.
Like I only eat cold.
And never
like,
eat hot
please,
again.
Please, I want a warm chai.
Just can't for the rest of your life. The leaves are falling. They're crunching. And back to life feels are kicking in, guys. Think fresh starts, new routines, maybe a jam-packed to-do list. Thankfully, Daily Harvest keeps us going with easy-to-prep food built on organic ingredients that you can actually feel good about. So Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads, snacks, smoothies, lattes, and more built on organic fruits and vegetables. Daily Harvest works directly with farmers to source the best of the best ingredients. They freeze their ingredients at peak ripeness to lock in the nutrients and flavor, and they never use artificial preservatives or artificial ingredients. Check the ingredients on the back of the package and you'll actually be shook. They have very, very good ingredients. And everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it, and it helps you reduce food waste at home. Their food is nourishing, easy to prep, so you never really have to think twice about what you want to eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, or dessert.
I personally am obsessed with Daily Harvest when I, especially on those days, you know, where it's nearing 7 o'clock and I'm like, oh crap, I haven't had dinner. I haven't even thought about dinner yet. And then I remember, check your freezer, Chelsea, and you will not be disappointed because you'll probably have about 3 or 4 different Daily Harvest items to choose from. And it really makes life easier that you don't have to, you know, prep it. You don't have to go grocery shopping, figure out the recipe, all of that stuff. You got a good, nutritious meal ready to be whipped up in, honestly, minutes. Daily Harvest is committed to human and planetary health, which means they do their absolute best to ensure transparency and integrity when it comes to their ingredients and the humans who grow them. It's a win-win. Case in point, by supporting farmers who invest in practices that increase biodiversity and improve the health of our soil, and by delivering food in recyclable and compostable packaging where possible, Daily Harvest does the work, so all I have to do is eat and enjoy. You guys, if you haven't tried their broccoli and cheese bowl yet, what are you doing?
Yeah, you got to try it.
You got to try it. You deserve one less thing to worry about. Let Daily Harvest take care of the fruits and veggies for you. Go to dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/whatwesaid. You guys, just try it. Come on, just trust us. Just try it. You know why fall fashion is just chef's kiss? The shoes. Shoes are so exciting. That's like pretty much all I shop for when it comes to fall is I'm looking online for shoes. And you know who just happened to come in clutch? They knew what they were doing. Macy's. Macy's Great Shoe Sale is here. Just in time to debut your fall statement shoes. You guys can buy one pair, get 30% off, and buy two pairs, get 40% off. I'm literally going onto the website right after this and buying like 3 more pairs of shoes.
Yes. And when fall comes, you know, it's boot season, it's booty season, it's
slipper season,
and Macy's truly has a ton of options in the shoe category specifically, and they actually have very cute, like, trendy pieces that you literally see, like, all over Pinterest. Mm-hmm. They have a huge selection, so if you're looking to get some shoes and you want to save some money, highly recommend. You can save the more you shop, so bring a few new additions into your fall rotation. They've got the latest trends of the season, over-the-knee boots, booties, for every vibe in between, and so much more. The Great Shoe Sale is only happening from October 5th to October 12th, so just a few days. So head on over to macy's.com/shoes. That's macy's.com/shoes.
Also, you know what I really want to get my hands on? Even though it never rains or snows where we live, but I want it for like a cabin trip, or, you know, if I go to the snow, is some cute rain boots, because they're just the vibe. They're so cute. And Macy's has such a good selection of them.
Yeah, they have actually a ton. Look at these green Coach ones.
Stop.
Iconic. Yeah, go check them out, guys. So I've been having this draw to make homemade chicken noodle soup where you like make the noodles and everything.
Ooh.
That sounds like a moment that I want to do. I also want to have like a homemade pasta night. I think that would be really fun.
I'm down.
I have this pasta book. It's like a cookbook, just, you know, it's mostly for aesthetics, but it has like homemade pasta recipes in it. Ooh. And they just look so good. Like, I want to do it.
My
so
mother-in-law makes the best chicken noodle soup. I've actually never tried it, but okay. I've heard from everybody who has it. Like, all of Nick's friends are always like, Lori makes the best chicken noodle soup. So really? I can get you the recipe.
Oh, please do. Also, bake something. Like, when we just made pumpkin cookies this week with my mom, it just smelled so good in my house. And it was so nice to have, like, I had just a like glass Tupperware thing full of like the pumpkin cookies, and I like sealed it up at night, and like the next morning going into my kitchen and seeing that I had like,
oh yes,
all these cookies, it felt like I was a real adult.
Yes.
Like, that's how it always is at my house. Mm-hmm. Where my mom makes something and then it's like,
I love moments like that.
Yeah. And Keaton and Abby actually came over and like they had cookies and I was just like, because my parents were in town anyway. And my mom basically made the cookies for Keaton because he had said something. He like replied to her story when she had made them. And he was like, if you don't make those this weekend, I'll cry. And she got to our house. She's like, we have to make them. Like Keaton said he'll cry. I'm like, mom, he's literally gaslighting you.
He said he'll cry.
But anyway, we made the cookies. And so Keaton, they came over. And then it just felt like I was a real adult where it's like, oh, I have options for you. I have homemade cookies.
Yep.
You know, even though I didn't do much work, Jilly did most of it. But we love that. Sometimes, you know, there's something so comforting about people's homes when you go and they have like homemade things for you. Like that is, that could not be my house, which is so unfortunate. It's very rare. Yeah. But like that is the best vibe. Is
when 100%.
You go to someone's house and it's like they have like a clean, cozy home and they're like, oh, I have this homemade thing and this. And you're just like, wow, I feel very at peace right now.
My neighbor, Athena, she is literally the best cook and like baker. Is that the right term?
Yeah.
And she always will be like, I just made cookies. You guys want some extra? And I'm like, I wish that was me so bad that like made cookies and gave them to my neighbors like the extras.
Same. That is my mom to a T. Like,
yeah.
And that's probably why it's extra comforting to me because it's like that's how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the bacon bug to hit me.
For the genetics to kick in.
Waiting for something. But I've also been wanting muffins. I actually saw this recipe for chai muffins on like chai pumpkin muffins on my Pinterest. And I was like, that needs to happen immediately. Mm. It looks so good. So I want to do that. A few other little activities, doing like a fire with s'mores with your friends, whether you have like a fire pit or if you live by the beach and you can do like a beach fire moment. Thrifting. That's not necessarily fall related, but kind of like if you could go and you're like, okay, I'm kind of on the hunt for, you know, like sweatshirts and you just go in the men's section and just scour for like oversized sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did at the flea market this past, whenever we went, it was like last week. And I kind of had that in my mind. I'm like, I'm shopping for fall stuff. And then I got like a few just crew necks that are like vintage and I love them. So that's really fun. And lastly, I had just like doing a fun makeup look. So lately I've been liking, I've done a bold lip, like a red lip a few times lately. And it's just fun to switch it up, you know? And I've been really liking makeup lately. So that's just like something that I'm interested in the current moment. But I think just doing something kind of out of the ordinary. It's fun when the seasons change.
Yeah, mix it up. Mix up the shades.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple like baby fall faves for, you know, moms out there or if you're getting, you know, presents or something. I don't know if I've really ever done. I made a YouTube video about like my baby like must haves. I don't know if I've ever done it on the podcast, but I wanted to share some of them that I think, you know, if you're in the shopping mood, you might as well check them out. So Gap Kids is just great.
Why do they have such cute stuff?
They have the cutest stuff. And they have cozy, like the cutest little cozy outfits for babies and kids. But they have like the fuzzy Birks, but for babies.
Stop.
I just ordered them for Case. They actually haven't come yet. I don't think about it.
Got stolen? Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. We're stolen while I was traveling. But they have like cute jackets, like fuzzy puffer vests, like for little babies. I am so excited to like actually dress up Case in winter stuff because he was born like Christmas last year. So he only had a month of being a little baby in the winter.
Right.
But also this item, okay, it's the Arty Pop Carrier. I know you've seen it if you're a mom and you have like, you've been on the hunt, but it's so expensive. But if you're like, so I'm not saying like you have to go get this by any means, but if you're like on the fence, like you're actually considering like, oh, should I do it? Is it worth the money? 100%. It is the best carrier. And everybody I know that has one also says the same in person, not just like, oh, online, here's my link. It's like, they're telling me like, this is the best thing. I use this. We use ours every single day. We use ours in the airport. That's what I have cased when we're walking through the airport. So my hands are free. I wear it until I sit down on the plane. So comfortable from like every single age, like when they're little tiny babies to like now cases, 9 months old. And you can do it all sorts of ways. And they're so beautiful. I don't know why, but they're just so beautiful. So it's fun to, you know, bundle up, get your baby bundled up and then put them in a carrier. And the Arty Pop one, they have a lot. There's lots of carriers out there, but I just, you know.
It's so cute.
Yeah. And then also North Face has baby stuff, like little baby bear beanies and like just the cutest little baby winter stuff. And I love seeing babies in like brands. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like seeing them in any kind of adult brand is just so cute to me.
Like a mini version of it.
Yes. And then the last thing is called Tiny Organics. It is like a little subscription service. This sounds like I'm going into an ad, but this is not an ad. It's for when you start introducing solids to your baby, which is kind of scary because it's like
This is like food. It's not a product. Or a-
it's food. It's like a subscription food. It's kind of like Daily Harvest for babies. It comes and you can put it in your freezer and then you can warm it up and feed it to your baby. And it's like pre-made healthy meals, like literally ratatouille. I gave to Case like coconut curry. It's like really good flavors. It's like the, their first 100 flavors to try.
Mm.
So if you're if you get a little lazy like me, and you don't want to make every single meal, you can just kind of
like a puree, kind of like baby food.
No, it's like it's I don't even know. It's
soft food.
I don't even know what the phrase is. It's just it's like a bowl, like a bowl that you would get at a restaurant. It's like that, but like chopped up into like little pieces. So it's not a puree, but it's not, you know, full on adult food size things. Like they have potato hash or little mac and cheese, but it's made with like these spices that are like the ingredients are super great. Anyways, that's I just found it. I've just been obsessed with it because it's literally saved me so much time where I don't have to like make all this stuff all the time, especially if you're a busy mom as
as like, anyone is.
Yeah. As all moms are. But anyways, just wanted to share those.
Love that. I had like a few things on my list, but I feel like I kind of already covered them. A Kindle is like one of my must-have fall, winter favorites. Just, you know, I've sung the praises of the Kindle so many times. I just think it's one of the best purchases, especially if you're a reader or if you want to be a reader. It's worth every penny. I love it so much. I have the Kindle Oasis and I love it. I also wanted to end with saying like I have created a little tray next to my bed with like a few cozy essentials that just make me feel so calm and like peaceful when I get into bed. So one of them is like an oil from Osea. And is it Osea?
I don't know.
I forgot. I keep mispronouncing. But anyway, it's again, I don't know if this is vagus or vagus nerve oil, but it's.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah. It's this oil that you basically just like do one pump in your hand and you kind of like rub your hands together and like take a deep breath and like put it behind your neck and stuff.
I have that oil too. I'm obsessed with it.
And it just calms, everything. And it makes me feel so at peace. And then I have like a lip mask and then I have a silk sleep mask from Brooklyn and that I put on every single night. I do not go to bed without that thing.
Really?
I do not go to bed without my sleep mask on because it literally. Between a combination of all those things, plus reading before bed and then putting my brown noise on, good night.
Yeah, those are immaculate vibes.
It is immaculate. If you really want to put a cherry on top, you know, this is what Lauren Bostick calls like habit stacking. Mm-hmm. Like you kind of start with one thing and then you start implementing other little things to add to it. And then it just becomes your routine and your lifestyle. So if you're at the point where you're kind of ready to add another step. I love the Symbiotica magnesium oil spray. I'll spray that like all over my legs and my arms and I'll just rub it in. And again, it's just like very calming scents. Like it's like kind of a lavendery and it's just supposed to like calm you too. So all of that combined with my silk pillowcase. Goodbye and good night, everyone.
Yes. The silk pillowcase is always the move, you guys know. Did you know what I gave away? Or you know what I tossed out the window when I did my big house clean out?
Not your silk, not the green silk pillowcase.
My green silk pillowcase.
It served its purpose.
Yeah, I have another one. That's why I'm like, I don't need multiple. And this thing has been through freaking. There was part of me that was going to put it in like a memory box.
So I was going to say, I'm kind of surprised you were like not more nostalgic for it.
And I was like, I have photos of it. Why do I need this physical? What am I going to? I was like, oh, like what Case is going to want it or something when he's older? No.
He's like, the one I came out, was birthed on.
It's like, what, he's going to use it? No, that's disgusting. So I was like, I thanked it for all that it did for me. It was actually kind of, it was the one thing that I kept for a second. And then at the end, I'm like, it served its purpose.
It's time is here. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I love that. A beautiful metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about it then.
Yeah.
You deserve to feel cozy. Okay. And none of these things are like 100% necessary. You don't need to go out and spend a bunch of money. Like, you know, coziness can also be a mindset. It can just be like turning off distractions and, you know, putting
being extra friendly to people.
Yeah. Going on a walk, making a fun plans with your friends that don't involve a ton of money, even having like a cooking night at home where everyone pitches in, or doing a PowerPoint night, or doing like a fun, cozy fall movie and just cuddle up with some blankets. Like,
you know what else is free is making a fall Pinterest board, a cozy Pinterest board.
Yes, I love that. I've been pinning a lot of, I almost said spooky. Absolutely not. I'm like, oh, my spooky board. So scary. Just like cozy
like
stuff.
Horror films.
Like apple cider recipe, whatever. Just
in
very
a weird
cozy
way,
things.
Spooky movies, horror films are kind of cozy.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a no for me.
The Shining kind of goes.
Kind of a vibe. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys go, first of all, shop our Valley Girl merch if it's still available. We'll link it in the show notes. But we have really cute tote bags, sweat sets, literally a fall staple if you want to feel cozy. I literally wear them. I'm not kidding, every day.
Yeah.
It's so, so comfy. And we have like some black kind of sports shorts that are really cute. Anyway, just go check out our Valley Girl collection if you haven't already. We might be restocking. Stay tuned. Just go see what the availability is. Also, follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. If you guys want to be involved in any of our story episodes, write in for advice, or if you just want to chat or whatever. Do you have anything else to say?
No.
Okay. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.